Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, everybody. Is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the crazy rock and rolling month of April 2024. So this is the big month, guys. You know, I've been talking about this for a few years, that this is going to be like just a crazy time in our lives. And so, you know, when you're looking at 2024, we have April, which everything is going to really start to go. And then we're going to have July, where there's some pretty intense aspects going on. And then the fall from September 1st through November 19th, when Pluto makes its final passage through Capricorn. So those are our most pivotal times of the year. So what do we have going on in April that has made it such a big deal? Well, there is going to be a huge amount of focus on the sign Aries. I'm going to get into that, and there's going to be some things going on in Taurus and also in Scorpio. So we have the personal part of the chart being lit up, and we have the financial and power and criminal axis being lit up. And so let's take a look. So when we're talking about the Aries energy, probably the most intense thing happening this month, that is, it's going to start the month with Mercury retrograde in Aries. Mercury retrograde is going to run from the 1st of Aries. It starts at 6:14 p.m. Eastern, 3:14 p.m. Pacific, and it is going to run from the 1st until the 25th, so most of the month. It is going to back from 27 degrees down to 15 degrees. So if you have planets, or if you were born in one of the fixed signs in the second half of the sign, then you will have the most intense experiences with this. So, you know, that would be Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. So look at where your planets are. If you have planets in the second half of that, Mercury retrograde is asking you to go back and reassess something of a personal nature. Now, it'll play out in different areas for every sign, but it's personal for everybody. So we might need to go back and bring some topic back up with somebody. We might go back to the past and visit a past place we used to be involved with, or reconnect with some old idea, or some people from the past might be returning and crossing our path. It can also be addressing things of a physical nature, so we might be looking at what we want to reassess or do over when it comes to our body, our image, our brand, our name, our title, our identity, right? And in this sign, there can be a lot more passion about what's going on. There can be more fights and anger. There can be motivating circumstances there, which there definitely are going to be, that are going to thread alongside of this do-over with Mercury retrograde. And so you do want to be aware that from the 1st through the 25th, we can have some of the glitchy stuff of Mercury retrograde popping up. There can be miscommunications. There can be mix-ups. There can be malfunctioning electronics or mechanical. Those things, according to astrology, occur to slow us down enough that we do notice that something needs to be fixed or let go of or reworked in some way. And that's the whole theme of Mercury retrograde. So we entered the shadow of this retrograde March 18th through April 1st, so you started to get some preconceived ideas about what you needed to reassess. Now we're in the full throttle of the Mercury retrograde from the 1st through the 25th. It will go direct on the 25th and be in the post-shadow, which means you're now moving forward, having figured it out, but you're still moving forward at over the degrees you revisited during the retrograde. So that post-shadow runs from April 25th through the 13th of May, and then it'll be into new territory for the last few days it's there, which would be May 14th and 15th, and then it exits. So this is a nice long story, and it definitely is a time where we want to focus on ourselves, okay? All right, so what else is going on here? Well, from the 5th of April through the 29th, Venus will enter Aries. Now, this is lovely. This is great, right? It's going to help smooth some things out. It's going to help attract the love or the money through the Aries energy. It's going to bring more beauty or pleasure there. At the same time, Venus is going to be more fired up when it comes to love or money. She may be more passionate. She may be fighting the good fight. She may be ticked off. She may be motivated, right? And so, you know, Venus in this arena of the personal identity, what you're doing for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, what you're physically showing up for, this is definitely going to be a period where there's going to be more going on with love or money, beauty or pleasure there. Now, the really big thing, we have the second great American eclipse in Aries. It happens on the 8th. So if you guys remember, we had the first eclipse back in 2017. It crossed the United States going one direction. Now, 7 years later, we are at this second eclipse that is going to cross the country in a different, the other direction. So kind of quartering the United States in four parts. So it's powerful. When you are in a country where the eclipse can be seen, that country experiences more of the eclipse energy. Sometimes eclipse happens, you know, across the world and we don't really experience it that much. But if you're in the U.S., you are definitely going to be experiencing this one. So what can I tell you about it? Oh, my gosh, it's so intense. It's at 19 degrees of Aries, and this is a new moon solar eclipse. So powerful, powerful, launching us forward into something brand new, launching us forward into new chapters with ongoing scenarios, asking us what we would like to do that's fresh and reviving and dynamic that has to do with our involvement in something, with our bodies, our image, our brand, our name, our title, our identity. It can be about personal desires and needs as well. And so, you know, what is going on with this? Well, there's several things. And so, you know, some of this may sound a little scary, but there's a lot of positivity here as well. So hang in there. This eclipse is going to, you know, one of the things that it will do is cross the New Madrid fault line. That is a fault line that causes earthquakes that goes through the middle, more or less, of the United States. So there may be some activation of that. It is also linked to the United States Chiron return and exactly to where Chiron is transiting today. So those are two different Chiron influences. So Chiron is the wounded healer. It means that this is going to activate some kind of wound or vulnerability that's going to be brought straight up to the surface, and then we are going to commence to work on healing of that. So the potential for healing is great. This is a very powerful dynamic because the eclipse is going to be resonating with this, you know, so let's eclipse out anything that is holding us back to launch forward with that new moon solar eclipse potential. And if we look back, you know, Chiron takes about 50 years to go around the zodiac, so where it's traveling today is going to be here at this point in Aries. So we have that generally for the whole world, okay? But in the United States, their Chiron is at this, at the 20th degree, okay? So the last time the United States, 50 years ago, had its Chiron return was in the early 1970s. Okay, so if we're, and this is in the fourth house of, you know, so if we're trying to look at what are some clues as to what we might expect as a wound to the country in some way that could then be healed, back in the early 1970s, we had, you know, the oil crisis, shortage of gas, and so we were dealing with some of that. And we were all, we also had Watergate, you know, so we had, if you think about the house for the country, that'd be the White House, and we had something, some kind of crisis going on there that we needed to deal with. So we might have some similar type of stories. I guess we're going to see. you know, with an eclipse, that new moon eclipse kicks in on the 8th. We start the country's Chiron return is going to run from April 18th of this year through March 8th of next year. The high peak points will be April 18th through May 6th of this year, October 19th through November 12th of this year, and February 15th through March 8th of next year. So, you know, during this activation with the new moon solar eclipse, it gives us 2 weeks of huge cosmic boost. It clips out those things that are blocking and launch. Start going towards what it is you want. But the eclipse itself holds impact for a solid 6 months. So, you know, maybe we're going to see some kind of big event, you know, within the two-week parameter. Maybe it'll happen 4 months from now or at the last month. But it will be occurring during that time frame of 6 months. We also, you know, if you guys have been looking on YouTube and you see Take a Million people talking about these great eclipses and how the last one in 2017 crossed a lot of cities called Salem, and that this one crossing in the other direction is, you know, hitting a bunch of cities called Nineveh. And Nineveh is associated with Jonas, who was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and nights. And then you see all these YouTube pages talking about 3 days of darkness and all of this. Well, you know, it's very likely that this eclipse is going to trigger that 3 days of darkness, that 3 days in the belly of the whale. And if astrology is anything, it is to show us those messages in the stars. So what is the whale in astrology? It's Cetus, the sea monster, right? And Cetus, the sea monster, covers, wait for it, 0 degrees of Aries up through the very middle of Taurus. So we have this massive eclipse. We have the Mercury retrograde taking us back. We have Venus moving through here. And then we have this activation that is on the whale. So again, with this, this may immediately trigger our 3 days of darkness, whatever that is going to be, or we're going to experience it sometime in the next 6 months. So, you know, I do feel like there's definitely a great healing and a great blessing coming out of all this. And I think everyone should just be mentally prepared that if for some reason things go down, don't go into fear. That is why we're here. That moment is when we want to elevate our energy and really be, you know, on that vibrational level that is going to be impacting the world at large in a better way, because we should be coming out of this into something better when it's all said and done. And let's see, is that everything I wanted to say about that? I think that's the general gist of it. So massive things, you know, coming from the U.S. that then impact the world at large on a personal level, a very powerful time to reset ourselves in whatever way we want to do that can be beneficial to ourselves and the world around us. And then finally, in April, we have Mars moving into Aries to join the party. And that's on the 30th. And so, obviously, that Mars rules Aries. He loves being in Aries. And it's kind of like setting Mars free. And man, Mars is fired up and ready to do something. And so it's going to be getting us all into action. It's going to amplify everything that has occurred throughout the month up to this point. We will be out of Mercury retrograde, so nothing is really holding Mars back here. And Mars will be taking us into more action from April 30th up through June 9th while he is here. So first time in 2 years, really ready to rev our engines and make things happen. So that is our overview for Aries. Now, we also, in April, have some big things occurring in Taurus. So, on the 19th, the sun moves into Taurus. And so, this is a 30-day transit, and this puts a spotlight on our money, on our goods, on our valuables, on the things that come out of the ground, on our possessions, our purchases, our products. And so the sun spotlighting that really is kind of urging us all to really get involved some way with what is going on in one or more of those areas of life. And what makes this big is that on the day that the sun moves into Taurus, on the 19th, Mars will be still in Pisces and will start to activate Jupiter and Uranus by a sextile. That's the 19th. On the 20th, Jupiter and Uranus meet to merge their energies there for the first time in 84 years. The last time they did this was 1941, okay, a significant year. And so this is very powerful. We can expect that sometime between the 19th and 20th, there is going to be some kind of powerful, powerful situation happening. And I should go back to, you know, I did bring up with the Aries energy, the New Madrid fault line could be activated so we could, you know, have some shaking of the earth. But there can also be other big earth events, because if we look back to the 70s, you know, there were some really intense tornadoes and earthquakes and all of that. So it's not just that earth event. Okay, so back to Taurus. So between the 19th and the 20th, you know, we're starting, there could be something big happening with our money, with the shipment of goods, with something online or with big tech, with something going on, you know, with those purchases or purchasing power or the products or the possessions and this kind of thing. So as Mars starts to activate it and it starts to go into motion on the 19th, by the 20th, that mergence of Jupiter and Uranus, you know, Jupiter wants to take this really big, and it's a brand new story kicking in at this point. We had the story that began in 1941. We have a new story now, okay? And so Jupiter, like I said, this is a big event. This is something big that we want to expand upon. This could be something involving foreign places, travel or distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, religion, politics, as they impact those possessions or the income or the things coming out of the ground or our products and possessions. And Uranus brings kind of the shock or the surprise or the excitement, the real big shakeup to something going on there or something crazy coming through the internet or through big tech and all that. Okay, so it's, yeah, it's anybody's, you know, guess. Like, you know, is this something with our products coming across the country or across the sea? Does this have to do with the monetary system? Does this have to do with big tech? Does this have to, you know? So there's a lot of possibilities there, but this gets set in motion over those 2 days. And then on the 29th, Venus moves into this territory and will be there until May 23rd. So Venus now comes on board to help smooth things out, to help focus on the love or the money flow or the beauty or the pleasure in those realms. It becomes a more sensuous time for everybody. And I should just say, you know, on everybody's personal level, regardless of how crazy the global stuff gets, you know, this is a really powerful new boost to what we are doing, to reinventing ourselves in some way along the lines of what we're doing to make our personal income or what is happening with our purchases or possessions or products. And so we really want to kind of focus what the potential might be there and see where that might take us. And then finally this month on April 23rd, we have the full moon in Scorpio. This is peaking by 7:49 p.m. Eastern. And so, you know, by this time in the month, we have that big climactic moment where we're finally seeing things resolve or end or be finalized, or we're having wrap-ups of something we've been working on or we're achieving or celebrating. It's all about the climactic high point in that territory. So this is something that is culminating, involving loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, alimony, child support, the banks, Wall Street, or anything that is a big financial resource in our lives. Or this has to do with power, control, crime, anything involving death or birth or divorce or sex or third-party influences. So, you know, on the global scene, we can see some kind of big thing culminating in one of those areas. In our personal life, we are hitting the peak there, wrapping things up, or achieving our goals. And so that the days leading up to that, we are working towards that. So, a big, a big general overview to start the show. So let's look at the signs. Aries, obviously, you're super busy on a personal or physical level. It's transformative for you this month because Mercury is taking you back in the first 25 days to reassess something that is going on with you personally or physically, with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. You may be going back to the past, rekindling something or getting better closure. You may be reworking a current situation. You might be taking a break from everything, so it's a do-over. You're going to need to be extra careful with mix-ups and miscommunications and glitchy, mechanicals and electronics because it is in your sign. Then we have Venus moving into your sign from the 5th through the 29th. Aries, this is a wonderful thing for you hosting Venus. It can bring a lot of love your way. It can bring income flow. It can bring beauty or pleasure as long as you're in there going for it, showing up for it. So, definitely getting you busy from the 5th through the 29th there. Then on the 8th, I'm sorry for the doggies, guys. On the 8th, we have that new moon solar eclipse. Extremely powerful, Aries. Time to launch yourself forward. You're ready to take the next step on a personal or physical level. You're ready to eclipse out anything that might be blocking that. You have 2 weeks of forward momentum to do this, but you also have this definitely as a story of forward momentum for you over the next 6 months. And then finally, on the 30th, you have Mars moving into Aries. So this is going to fire you guys up. You're coming out of slumber. You're ready to get busy again in life. You are ready to get more passionate in your life. So you're going to feel revitalized by this energy. This starts on the 30th and lasts until June 9th, first time in 2 years. So really going to get you guys going. Okay, so Aries, in the Taurus arena, this is definitely about your income opportunities or what's going on with purchases, products, or possessions. So on the 19th, the sun moves into this territory, spotlights you there for the next 30 days, says, okay, show up, get busy, do something there, promote yourself, pursue your interests, and shine. And on that same day, on the 19th, Mars starts to activate something really big in this territory. So there might be opportunity with what you've been doing behind the scenes or through an institution or through your research. There also could be something that is stirring you here that has to do with artistic interests, romance, or spirituality as it ties into this territory of purchases, possessions, gifts, products, income, values. And then by the 20th, you have Jupiter and Uranus meeting there in that realm of income, purchases, products, possessions, etc. And this is going to launch you guys forward in a very big way. Some of the biggest growth, I think, of your lifetime is now going to be underway over the months ahead. This is when it kicks off. By the 29th, Venus moves into this territory. So Aries, it's going to help you attract income, purchases, products, possessions. It's going to bring love around those themes or beauty or pleasure around those themes. It's going to be there until May 23rd. And then finally, on the 23rd of April, we have that full moon in Scorpio. So, Aries, you are building to some kind of climactic scenario involving a financial topic, a birth or a death, a divorce, your sex life, your reproductive needs, or something with third-party situations. So, big wrap-ups or endings or big achievements or celebrations as you hit that climactic point. For Taurus, all this Aries energy is going to be definitely invigorating you guys in a very powerful way this month of April behind the scenes. You may be throwing yourself into something artistic, romantic, or spiritual, or there may be something about rest and recuperation or strategies or research or investigations or institutions. So, I don't know which one of those it is for you, but maybe it's a few of them. But Mercury retrograde is going to start taking you back for a do-over there from the 1st through the 25th. So this is the time to talk or hear from people, run into, old opportunities or situations and see what's possible there. You're in do-over. Do you let go? Do you rework? Do you rekindle something? on the 5th through the 29th, Venus is going to be touring this territory. She's bringing the love or the money flow or the beauty or the pleasure through those artistic or romantic or spiritual realms, or in tackling of addictions or secrets or dealing with institutions or research. And then by the 8th, that new moon solar eclipse that is so powerful is going to be there to help launch you forward into something new while helping you eclipse out some anything that might be holding you back there. So you have 2 weeks of momentum and 6 months of parameter for the story to really launch forward with that artistic, romantic, or spiritual interest, with the recuperative research or institutional matter, or what you're doing for yourself to kick any bad habits or addictions or deal with secrets or deceptions. By the 30th, Mars moves into this territory. It's really going to fire things up. You're really going to get a lot more passionate, a lot more fighting spirit, a lot more motivated to make things happen, and it's going to drive things forward from the 30th until June 9th. Now, we also have Taurus energy this month, so for Taurus, it's focused on you. So the sun moves into Taurus on the 19th. It will be there for 30 days. It puts a big old spotlight on you. It definitely is a time to show up for yourself. What do you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title? Do you want to get involved in something that you feel, you know, tied to or motivated about? On the same day that this begins, on the 19th, Mars will start activating from this territory. So this is going to, you know, stir up all kinds of opportunity to either get more passionate and driven and active, or deal with anger or fights with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, that kind of thing. And then that activation leads to the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that is occurring on the 20th. And so that is the really big news story that hasn't happened since, you know, 1941. And it's in your sign, Taurus. So a massively big, expansive new arena opening up for you guys. Wants to go big, wants to be exciting, wants to shake you up in some new way. And then by the 29th, Venus moves into your sign. You're going to really enjoy hosting Venus. She rules your sign. So really making it all about you and love that you're expressing or attracting, or what's going on with you and money, or what's going on with you and beauty or pleasure during those days. And then finally, the full moon on the 23rd of April brings something to a climax with a relationship. So you might be wrapping up something you've been working on with this person. You might be celebrating and achieving something with this person, or you might be ending something with this person. And so this would be focused on romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, you name it, right? So really aiming at what you want to bring to fruition or wrap up around the 23rd. All right, so for Gemini, this Aries energy is so crazy intense this week, and all about how you are moving yourself into what's going to be coming next for you with friends, with groups, with clubs or organizations, with the internet, with what you're doing with astrology or charities, anything with parties, events, or gatherings, anything Gemini that has to do with your original projects or your freedoms or your aspirations in life. So Mercury's taking you back to review something in the retrograde from April 1st through the 25th. It's going to slow you down and say, all right, do we go back and rekindle, rework, or release something? Or, you know, this could be with past people or ideas or situations, or it could be with a current scenario. Or do we take a break altogether, you know? And so you'll be hearing from people, running into people, you know, Mercury bringing all the connections here to get into your do-over. You will have to watch for mix-ups and miscommunications in these realms, or any kind of things breaking down in these realms as it tries to slow you down to revisit things there. Now, between the 5th and the 29th, Venus will be running through this part of the sky. So, Gemini, this is wonderful for you. As far as attracting the love or the beauty or the pleasure or the income flow when you're doing things with friends or associates or groups or online or through astrology or charities or parties or events or with your aspirations in life. You know, so she's definitely there to bring a nice influence into what's going on. On the 8th of April, we have that powerful new moon solar eclipse in this same territory. So now you're ready to eclipse out anything that's blocking forward growth. But the real thrust of this is about starting something new or taking what you're already doing and start moving it forward with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, your aspirations, your original projects, and the rest of it. So you have 2 weeks of this cosmic boost. You also have a six-month parameter when you could see big things starting to come into play here. And then finally, on the 30th, Mars will move into this zone, and it's going to be there until June 9th. So this fires you up even more. It brings a lot more activity in these realms. It gets you more passionate. There could be some fights. You watch out for that part of it. But definitely a time to motivate and make things happen. The Taurus part of the sky is going to be activated here as well this month. So for Gemini, this is going to be about what you're doing behind the scenes. You might be working on an artistic project or into a romantic scenario or doing more spiritual work, or there might be something with recuperation and recharging your batteries or dealing with institutions or research and development. So the sun moves into this zone on the 19th. This puts 30 days of spotlight on you there. So definitely a time for you to shine in those areas and to really focus on what you want to get involved with, or how your image, brand, name, title, identity is playing out there. And then on that same day, Mars is taking those two outer planets in a really powerful positive alignment, which is saying, okay, whatever you're doing here, you guys are going to be really ramping it up with some kind of personal goal, or something going on with a higher-up authority figure in the mix, or maybe something going on the career front tied to it in some way. So this really gets activated on the 19th. And during those outer planets for you, which hasn't happened since we talked about 1941, so, you know, this is going to be on the 20th when these two planets now are activated for this new story. And so for Gemini, you know, really giving you this potential for growth and this potential for something exciting or some kind of shakeup here to move you into what's going to be coming next. Obviously, it's a long story. It's 84 years. But, you know, it's kicking in for you guys with this artistic, romantic, or spiritual energy. Or if you are trying to kick bad habits or addictions or deal with secrets or deceptions, or if there is something big that you want to launch to with institutions or research and development. And then by the 29th, we have Venus moving into this territory. So she'll be there until May 23rd, and she wants to help smooth things out, bring the love or money into the story, make it more beautiful or pleasurable. And then finally, Gemini, the full moon on the 23rd, brings something to a peak with your work or health, or it could be something that is climaxing with an animal, or with paperwork, or with coworkers or hired help. So, you know, you're either wrapping something up or ending something there that you've been involved in, or you are achieving and celebrating, or maybe it's a little bit of both or all of that. But it's about big climactic moments in one of those areas. All right, for Cancer. Cancer, this Aries energy in April that's so intense, it's all peak top of your chart, so it's about a big personal goal, or it's about your career, or your status, or fame, or something involving a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, or other authority figure. So I have a lot more to say about that. We're going to commercial, and we'll be right back with you, Cancer.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? Like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
All right, Cancer, so April, there's all this energy around your personal life goals, around your career, your status, your fame, around higher up individuals that you might be dealing with. So Mercury retrograde from the 1st through the 25th is going to be taking you back to readdress something there. It's a do-over. Do you want to go back to the past? Do you want to focus on the current? You know, what can you let go of? What can you rework? What can you rekindle? So lots of talks and news and ideas will be focused on that. You want to watch out for mix-ups or miscommunications or malfunctioning items associated with your career or goals or these higher-up people, but they're there to slow you down enough so you figure something out. Between the 5th and the 29th, Venus will be touring this zone for you. And so she overlays this lovely influence of kind of trying to smooth out any issues or attract love or money when it comes to your goals, your career, your status, or these authority figures. She also might bring more beauty or pleasure into those realms. Then the really big deal is the new moon solar eclipse on the 8th. This is about eclipsing out anything that may be blocking forward motion, but with the focus on what's new. What can you start that's brand new over the next 2 weeks? What can you take that you're currently involved in and move into a new chapter or a new direction? So again, really looking at your goals, looking at your career, looking at your boss, your parents, your judge, your director, whoever the authority figure might be. So you'll have 2 weeks of momentum there, but you'll also have 6 months where this may really change your life in some way on those levels. On the 30th, Mars moves into this territory. So it's been 2 years since Mars was here. Mars is going to be here until June 9th. And so, you know, Cancer are really going to fire you up. You're going to be so busy getting motivated and doing something about this personal goal or the career or with this boss or parent or other authority figure. And so definitely going to bring more passion to that. You may have some fights occasionally, but motivating and driven is the key. Now, with the Taurus arena for Cancer, this month there's going to be more focus on friends, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, or anything original or about your own aspirations. This starts on the 19th when the sun moves into this zone for 30 days, really putting a spotlight on you there, saying show up, get more involved, pursue your interests. You are standing out. But on the 19th, it is joined by this opportunity alignment that is kicking something into gear here that opens this up involving, you know, travel, distant situations, legal agreements, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics in that story. And then by the 20th, this links in together with that powerful Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that hasn't happened since 1941 and is going to be about starting this powerful new story for the cancers with their friends, their clubs, their organizations, the groups they're involved in, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, or your own original projects and aspirations. Jupiter wants to take it big. Uranus wants to innovate. And so we see something between the 19th and 20th here really kicking in. By the 29th, Venus moves into this same territory. So now you have the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure flowing through this realm of social and online arenas and around your original projects. And so this should be a good thing. The full moon is the final thing in the month, and that occurs on the 23rd. For Cancer, this is bringing some kind of climax with a lover or your kids or something involving a creative endeavor or something creative that you go do or something with recreation. So there's some big achievement or breakthrough, or you're wrapping something up that you're done with and marking endings, or you're celebrating something here. So big moment in that part of your life. All right, so for Leo, you know, all this Aries energy is going to really motivate you and get you to focus on your involvement, your needs, what you're doing for yourself through the ninth house in the month of April. So, Leo, that means you could be a lot more involved with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests. It means you could be learning something new or teaching. It could mean that you are traveling or there's something going on at a distance here for you. There could be legal contracts. There could be ceremonies. It could be an interest in religion or politics or philosophy for you. So whichever you're choosing, Mercury retrograde is going to be taking you back to revisit, reassess something there from the 1st through the 25th of the month. So, you know, you might hear from people, you might run into people, you might pick up on old ideas. It's all about, you know, going back to the past or refocusing on the current and how you can rework or rekindle or release something. There can be mix-ups, miscommunications, glitches, you know, so double-check that. If you're a Leo and you're traveling, as an example, during the first 25 days of the month, you might want to definitely make sure you've got your tickets on your way there and you don't leave your wallet somewhere, as an example, right? Okay, so between the 5th and the 29th of the month, Venus moves into this territory. So for Leo, you know, this is wonderful because it can bring love through travel or education or legal agreements or media or ceremonies. It could be all about income opportunities through those realms. It could be bringing more beauty or pleasure to those realms. So make the most of that. And then on the 8th, we have that really intense new moon solar eclipse, same territory. So Leo, this is giving you the opportunity to eclipse out anything that might be holding you back from launching forward into this next big story through travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics in your life. So you want to really focus on the new beginning. Do I want to start something completely new, or do I want to take what I'm doing and move it forward? Is there anything blocking that? What can I do about it? And you have 2 weeks to make this happen and 6 months where you're going to see this story play out in your life. On the 30th, we have Mars moving into this territory. So Mars is going to fire you up. You're going to be so busy from the 30th through June 9th, through one or several of those realms. Same stuff. And so, you know, time to do it. Time to bring more passion. Time to fight the good fight. Here you go. Now, with the Taurus energy that is busy this month, for Leo, this is at the top of your chart. So there's going to be more going on with a big goal you have, or something with your status or fame, or something with your career, or something having to do with a boss, a director, a parent, a mentor, some other kind of authority figure. So the sun moves in here on the 19th. It's going to highlight you, put that spotlight on you, how you're showing up, how you're shining in this territory. You can pursue your interests. You can promote yourself there. And Mars starts to activate something financial or sexual or third party or very transformational on the same day, tied to those goals or your status or fame or your career or these authority figures. And by the 20th, you have Jupiter, Uranus coming together for the first time since 1941 to launch that big, bold new story when it comes to your goals, your career, your status, or these authority figures. So
thinking about growth opportunities, thinking about something shaking up and changing in any sudden exciting new direction you might start to take at this point. By the 29th, Venus enters this territory, so Leo, definitely going to help you attract the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure through setting goals, pursuing goals, focusing on your career or with these authority figures. And then finally, we have that full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd. And so, Leo, this is something climaxing at home or about your property, your move, your renovation, your real estate deals, or anything with family, parents, roommates, history, or ancestry. So really big breakthroughs, celebrations, achievements, or you're wrapping something up, marking endings there. And so that will build up to the 23rd. For Virgo, all this Aries energy for you guys. This is so powerful for everyone. And so it's how you are showing up, what you want physically or personally. And for you guys, it's playing out in the eighth house of power. And so, you know, throughout this month, there's potential for you to step into things that are taking you towards your sexual attractions or reproductive needs or involving major financial themes in your life, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, those kind of things. Or it could be that there is something that you're focusing on, well, if you're going through a divorce or if there's a birth or a death or if there's any third-party influences, you know, this is the focus for you guys. And so Mercury retrograde will be taking you back from the 1st through the 25th. Is there an idea or a person or a situation that you want to go back to and reassess, rekindle, release, rework when it comes to financial or sexual or divorce or third-party influences? You know, this is going to bring the information or the people across your path to kind of figure that out. You do have to watch for mix-ups, miscommunications, malfunctioning things associated with those themes, but definitely a time to figure out what it is you want. Overlapping this, from the 5th through the 29th, Venus will be moving into this territory. Venus wants to bring love into the sex life. Venus wants to bring personal income tied to those powerful other financial themes for you. Venus wants to focus on beauty or pleasure in those realms with, you know, sex or reproduction or divorce or third parties or financial means. So she's definitely there to help. And then by the 8th, we have the new moon solar eclipse in this territory. Virgo, really powerful to launch you forward into something brand new or to help you take what you're already involved in and move it forward and to eclipse out anything that might be stopping that for you. Again, in those same realms, you'll have 2 weeks of momentum. You'll have 6 months where this story will play out. And then by the 30th, Mars moves into this realm of finances, sex, reproduction, divorce, birth, death, and third-party stories. So, you know, you haven't had it here in a couple of years. It's going to fire you up. It's going to get you busy. You're going to be, you know, motivated to do something. You're more passionate in this area of life, more drive and determination. Also could have some fights over some things here. Mars is here until June 9th. All right, in the Taurus realm for Virgo, this is going to be a spotlight on what's going on with your ninth house. So, you know, starting on the 19th, the sun moves into this territory and will be there for 30 days. So it's all about how you're showing up and getting more involved and standing out and pursuing your interests and promoting yourself. So this is tied to travel or distant situations. It could be legal agreements. It could be education where you're teaching or learning something. It could be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests where you're standing out. It could have to do with ceremonies, religion, or politics as well. So as the sun comes in here on the 19th, Mars starts to activate something with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an advocate, somebody who is involved with this big, expansive thing that's about to happen in one of those ninth house arenas. And by the 20th, Jupiter and Uranus come together, first time since 1941 here, to really start some huge new story with the travel, the distance, the legal, the educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics for you, Virgo. So expansive energy, exciting, suddenly changing, but opening up some new story there. By the 29th, Venus enters this territory. She's there to, again, bring the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure in those realms. And she'll be doing her part to do that up through May 23rd. Now, with the full moon for Virgo, this is building to a climax on the 23rd. And so for you guys, there is something big that is going to be peaking, some big news, an offer, a talk, a meeting, your sales, your writing, an interview, or something going on with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, short trips, or local activities. So you could have something big that is ending there, something that you're wrapping up. You could have something coming through, celebratory, achieved there. Definitely want to take care on the road on the 23rd, since this could be, you know, short trips and vehicles. You don't want to have some kind of end to your vehicle on that day. Otherwise, you know, big climactic moments there. All right, so for Libra, I think we can get you in here. Libra, Aries energy is all about relationships. This is one heck of a powerful relational month for you guys. So it is about romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or anyone who falls into that important, serious, long-term relational dynamic for you. So Mercury retrograde is taking you back to reassess something from the 1st through the 25th. You might run into people from the past, hear from them, reach out to them. You know, it's a do-over. It's a time to either release altogether or rework or rekindle something past your ongoing there. You can have mix-ups, miscommunications, or malfunctioning things tied to this, you know, to help slow you down so you figure it out. So don't let that, you know, totally derail you. But it is a do-over. Now, overlapping that between the 5th and the 29th, Venus moves into this relationship zone, Libra. So really lovely for you guys to attract love or focus on income opportunities with any of those folks, as well as to enjoy yourself more with them or focus on beauty with them. And then on the 8th, we have that new moon solar eclipse kicking in this relationship zone. Extremely powerful time, Libra, to launch forward into some new relationships, launch forward into some new interests with current relationships, launch forward with current relationships into some new chapter or direction, and helping you eclipse out anything that might block that forward momentum. You'll have 2 weeks to really see this get into play, and then 6 months of the eclipse's influence to see this story really start to take root. And on the 30th, Mars moves into this territory of relationship for you. So, you know, Mars is going to fire you up and get you much busier. There's a lot more passion with these people, maybe a fight or two, maybe more motivation and drive to make things happen. And so from the 30th until June 9th, Mars is going to get you in gear with them. There's also energy in Taurus this month, so Libra, the sun moves into Taurus on the 19th and will spotlight you there for 30 days. This is about how you're showing up physically or more personally involved, sexually in your life, or with big financial topics going on with your life, or anything with a birth, a death, a divorce, or any third-party influences, you know, and really going for what it is you need to be involved in there. On that same day that the sun moves in on the 19th, Mars will start to activate something about work or health, or animals, or paperwork, or coworkers, or hired help, that opens up that story, and it's going to grow and grow between the 19th and the 20th. By the 20th, Jupiter and Uranus start their new story there in the evening of the 20th, and so last time, 1941, this is about something really big, something sudden, something exciting, or changing, that is going to get the story underway in one of those realms for you. And by the 29th, Venus enters the story, so Libra, she will then be doing her part to bring the focus to love or money or beauty or pleasure around those sexual or financial arenas or with the birth or death or divorce or the third-party story. And then finally, that full moon on the 23rd, this is in your zone of personal income, purchases, products, and possessions, so there is something big climaxing there by the 23rd. And so you guys may be wrapping things up, celebrating, ending something, achieving something there. For Scorpio, Scorpio, all the Aries energy this month is going to be focused on your sixth house of work or health, or animals, or paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So Mercury retrograde from the 1st through the 21st is sending you back into do-over mode. What do you want to pick back up from the past? What do you want to rework currently? What can you kind of do over? Is there something you need to let go of, you know? So reassess that and watch out for mix-ups, miscommunications, malfunctioning electronics or mechanicals associated with work or health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. And so as you're going through that, we have Venus overlapping this from the 5th through the 29th. And so, Scorpio, this is going to bring love or money flow into what you're doing with work or health or animals, et cetera. It's also going to help smooth things out, bring more beauty or pleasure into those realms. So that's a yay. And then on the 8th, we have that new moon solar eclipse, extremely powerful for launching you forward into something brand new with your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, coworkers, or hired help, or allowing you to take what you're already involved in and really launch that forward on some big new personal or physical level that you're involved in there. And if you need to eclipse something out to do this, it will help you do this. And then by the 30th, and you do have 6 months that the story will play out in, but 2 weeks of forward momentum to get this started. So on the 30th, Mars comes into the zone of work and health and animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, really going to get you more fired up and busier than you have been in a couple years when it comes to those realms. It's going to be there till June 9th, so definitely more passion, more drive, more motivation, maybe some anger and fights sometimes, but time to make things happen with those topics. Now, we also have a lot going on in the second part of the month with Taurus energy. So, Scorpio, this is about relationships for you. This could mean there's more going on with a romantic partner, business partner, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. The sun moves into this zone on the 19th. It's really going to spotlight you for the next 30 days with these people. You're going to them to promote yourself, to pursue your interests. You're going to be more physically involved, more personally involved in going for what you want with them. And on that same day the sun moves in to kick off that 30 days, Mars will be activating some kind of opportunity here that could be creative or recreational or involve a love interest or kids in the story with these people. And by the 20th, we have that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which is so powerful, kicking off a story that has not happened since 1941. And it is about some new beginning with these partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So you want to think about expansion, and you want to think about sudden changes or excitement or innovation here. By the 29th, Venus moves into this zone of relationship for you, Scorpio. And so she'll be there till May 23rd doing her part to smooth out issues, attract love or money through these people, or bring more beauty or pleasure there. And then finally, on the 23rd of the month, we have that full moon in your sign. So something big is climaxing for you. You might be the center of attention. You might be being celebrated. You might be bringing something to a close or wrapping something up you've been involved in with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. You may be, achieving some goal that you have set. So it's a high point for you guys. For the rest of the signs, Sag, Cap, Aquarius, Pisces, I will do a makeup show for that, but I wish everybody an amazing, amazing April. It is going to be one for the book. This is Zoe Moon, and I will be back next month, God willing, to talk to you again. Have a good one.